Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Pastors by Emma Danzi. James 3, verse 1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." The calling of being a pastor is one that should not be taken lightly. Pastors hold a lot of power and responsibility. Because of their leadership roles, they are held to a higher standard. They are accountable to interpret and teach His scriptures correctly, shepherd and love their people well, and be a servant to all. This is a unique gifting and calling on individuals' lives. It is important that we are praying for our personal pastors, as well as pastors all over the world who lead and represent the body of Christ. Let's pray. Our good shepherd, thank you for giving us pastors who love us so well. Thank you for those who are healthy and whole while they lead and teach. Thank you for convicting them and refining them as they lead us. We pray for a sense of your peace over them as you guide the directions of their churches. We ask that their hearts would be aligned with your will to proclaim the gospel, teach the church, and send us out into the community and the world on mission. You say in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." We pray this over our pastors. Help them be prepared to correct, rebuke, and encourage the church with compassion. Give them great patience, as we are sinners who are likely to need to hear messages more than once. Help our pastors be able to communicate the gospel of Jesus in every message. Father, as we pray over our pastors, we pray for their families who equally have been sacrificing for their communities. Give them quality time together, unity and protection from the work of the enemy. Hold them close and help them to set healthy boundaries with church and home. We pray that their children would not turn away from you, but that they would see genuine lives of faith lived out at home as well as church from their parents and be drawn by your Holy Spirit. So many pastor kids go astray. We pray against this and pray for a mighty generation to come through the family lines of pastors. Lord, you tell us in Jeremiah 3:15, that you give us shepherds after your own heart who will lead us with knowledge and understanding. Would you help our pastors to seek your heart? And would you lead them so that they can point us genuinely to your knowledge and understanding? You are so faithful to intentionally place the right people in leadership. However, we know that the enemy places wolves among the sheep. Would you please reveal any pastors around the world who are false teachers? Remove them from authoritative positions and restore purity and integrity to those who have suffered under their leadership. We ask for healing and wholeness for those who have been spiritually wounded by unhealthy pastors. Please remove the false doctrines and teachings from their minds and hearts and help them to sit under safe and godly pastors in the future. Our great God, Hebrews 13, verse 17, reminds us to have confidence in our leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over us as those who must give an account. Help us to do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, because that would be no benefit to us. Help us to trust in those healthy pastors whom you have placed in leadership roles. Give us strength to trust in them and know that they give an account to you. Provide them joy and help us not to be a burden, but a delight for them to serve. Help us to have softened hearts to their sermons and open ears to the messages you lead them to share to us. We pray for healthy churches that are led by healthy pastors who love you with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others well. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.